Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Welcome to number 9, pre-recorded Dolly Shares, and Dave, too, coming to you from Dolly World. I'm Dolly Howard, and Dave is Dave Corso, who has crossed over to the other side but communicates with us. And I'm recording this on, I should say we are recording this on Friday, April 20, 2018. Today I'll be sharing the quandary I've been experiencing lately and the discussion about it that I've had with Nancy and Colleen, Nancy Hopkins and Colleen Kelly. Dave has also been involved with his spirits and our angels. So it's going to be quite the discussion, but this will give y'all a little glimpse into our ongoing discussion. We have Skype open 24/7 to the three of us, a group discussion, and we all sleep at different hours, and we're all up at different hours, so we put our thoughts into that discussion as we have them, and then we each respond when we see them, and we're always checking it, so we're usually always in communication throughout the day and night. This is going to be pretty wild, but it's what I've been going through lately. Dave is encouraging me to share this with y'all because he says a lot of beings are having similar feelings. And Dave and his spiritual friends and angels want this discussion to be put into the airwaves, onto the airwaves even, to connect to and become a part of the collective conscious. They say it's very important to share this. What I'm going to do first is read to you our Skype discussion as we had it, and I started it out last night. So have a seat, sit back and relax, and I will just continue. I think what I'll do is I'll read who's talking, because you can't read it with you can't see it to read it, so I'll let you know who's saying what. I started it Thursday, yesterday at 8:57 p.m. Something seems different to me. The moon is in the west, across from where I usually see it in the east. Does the moon travel from west to east? And I completely forgot. And then the discussion that follows is what the girls saw, and I call Nancy and Colleen the girls. It's what they saw and how they responded. Nancy says, and she was up at 2:06 a.m. this morning and responded, just seeing this, moon moves from the east where it rises to the west where it sets. But the time of its rising and setting differs every day. Sometimes the moon rises when it is daylight, and so it is setting earlier. You may have just looked at it at a different time than you normally do. Like you took the moon photo at 2 a.m., and I believe it was still fairly high in the sky, but in the western sky. Remember that. Tonight at this time it has already set. Hope that explains it. So, moving on along to my responding to Nancy. At 11:51 this morning, I responded, "Thank you, Nancy, but I'm still pretty confused as to what I saw and took the pictures I sent to you. That moon, the one where I took the picture, where I had the, what we call the Enterprise show up in it, it was definitely a UFO that showed up in the picture, but I couldn't see it with my plain eyes. So, that moon was in the eastern sky at 2-ish in the morning. I have seen it in the eastern sky many times at that time. Last night, when I went out about 9 to 10 p.m., it was in the western sky, completely opposite of when I took the pics of it at 2-something in the morning. I'm completely befuddled. I have seen it many times during the daytime, from noon to 4 p.m. in the eastern sky, where it was when I took the pics. When I walked out last night, I was seriously, seriously messed up. And that was just the culmination of how I'd felt for at least a week. I'll explain that further in the conversation. So, in the meantime, I hope I had you muted when I was just coughing. Oh, I confused myself. At least I know I'm recording right now. So, in the meantime, 11:51, Colleen got up and said, "Morning." Well, yeah, she got up and said good morning to me, and then I responded to her, "Morning, Colleen, how are you today?" And she says, at noon, she says, "Have noticed several times in the past when the moon is in a completely different place than it usually is. Startles me." And then she said, "I'm fine. I reckon I haven't been up long." See, she sleeps. She goes to bed early in the morning and gets up in the afternoonish time. And then I responded to her at 12:05, "And when I went out to see it last night, the moon, I was exceedingly dizzy from the time I put my foot on the lanai floor until I got back into my bedroom. I have a door in my bedroom that takes me out to the lanai where the pool is. I almost fell into the pool looking for the moon." "And I found it in the western sky. The vibrations were all wonky, and I felt I was in a different place that didn't feel good to me. The air was thick, really dense. I was completely confused as to where I was. There was no smell in the air. I didn't smell any smells. I live in Florida. There's always smells around me. Good ones. Like flowers. And flowering bushes and trees. I was feeling I was somewhere else. But lately, about a week now, I have been very confused as to where I am and so emotionally messed up. I break out in tears a lot of times for no reason. My eyes just start crying, and then I start crying, and I don't know why am I crying. I don't know." That was an add to this, so y'all know what I was, where I'm coming from. Back to the conversation. "My thoughts haven't been like my thoughts. It's almost sending me over the edge, having people in the house with me, cleaning lady for sure, and sometimes, for minutes at a time, Mark the painter. On was yesterday. No, it was, I don't, Wednesday, I think. See, I'm so confused. Yeah, Wednesday was the cleaning lady. She came with her helper. I'm very fortunate, I gotta add this, I am very fortunate that Annette has a good job and she tends to make good money and we're living together and we split the expenses, so I'm not bragging or being a bitch about this. We have a cleaning lady come in because I am not physically able to clean, and Annette really doesn't want to because she works full time and she's just decided she can afford to pay, and so she has someone come in and clean the house for us. So anyway, she was here on Wednesday, and that was just before I did Dolly Reads for You. On Wednesdays, I do that from 4 to 6. So I went into Dolly Reads for You in a befuddled mood because the cleaning lady and her partner had been here for a couple hours. And I don't know why, but it really, really befuddled me. And then Mark the Painter had been here on Tuesday. Well, he came back on Thursday, because I didn't want him here at the same time the cleaning lady's here. You can understand that. So he came back yesterday, and he was easier to take than the cleaning lady. We're having the living room and dining room painted, and I'm loving it, folks. I'm loving the color. It does seem to relax me a lot and help my mind to settle down. So I had on the radio, I was playing Nancy's and Walt's show from Tuesday night. I think it's called Cosmic Reality. But anyway, I was playing Nancy and Walt, and he was listening to the whole thing, loving it. Completely loving it. And they mentioned Shungite a few times. Well, he really got into Shungite. So I got the literature out, and I have some, a little bit of a stash. I had a buckyball bag. Well, I don't anymore. I gave it to him. And I gave him some S4 stickers, and I had the literature on how to put the sticker on your phone because of all those emissions hurting your head so bad, your brain. So I had the pictures of that for him, and I gave him some S4 stickers, and I explained how to put it on all your electrical stuffs and your water coming in the house. And so I gave him the full Shungite, what to do. And so he took some home. I sent it home with him. So that's, I didn't get as confused when Mark was here as I did when the cleaning lady and her friend were here, but it put me into a confused state. Well, I was already in the confused state, but it agitated it a bit. So now back to the conversation Colleen and I were having. I respond to Colleen at 12:08, noon 08. Right now, I'm okay, I think. I feel as though that other place is a step away, the unpleasant place. So I'm being very careful of my thoughts and my actual moving around the house. And then, just a minute. So then Colleen responded to noon 12. It all must be very confusing. Plus the energies of the other people might be adding to it. That's true. As you're becoming more and more energy sensitive. See, that Colleen's right on top of things, I tell you. So is Nancy, but she wasn't talking to me right then. Then I respond back to Colleen. At the same time, I feel a step away from a very good place. I guess I'm feeling that I'm here, wherever that is in time, and I also have two other dimensions, in exceedingly close proximity to me that I could end up in one or the other if I don't be careful. And then the friggin' moon comes into play. That moon playing with me, being in the wrong places where it should be. Oh my gosh. So, Colleen says, good place to be. Oh, wait a minute. Could end up careful if I friggin' moon. Oh yeah, and then the moon came into play. Then I said, I just got my laundry out of the dryer and put it away and I'm sitting here looking out the window by my computer. I'm at peace right now. First time in a while, completely at peace. And that's such a blessing. I've been so confused. Colleen says, well, that's a good place to be. And then I responded, I feel the angels around me. Right then, I started to feel the angels around me. They were surrounding me like in a circle. They seemed to be trying to help me get settled into a new place of knowledge. I'm going to rest now and listen to their energies and singing. Because I could feel their energies, and I could feel them singing through their energies. I can't say I could hear them singing, because I was more feeling their energy singing, and it was beautiful. And I say to Colleen, thank you for being here with me at a crucial time. And then Colleen says, glad to be here. Don't let that one named Calgon take you away. Is there one named Calgon? You remember the old commercial, Calgon, take me away, and it was bath salts. Well, that's what she was referring to, that old commercial. I replied with, LOL, no. They say they are here to get me grounded in this new place I am at emotionally, vibrationally, and thought-wise. And Colleen responds with, wonderful. And then, I started feeling things, and it was Dave. So I told Colleen, Dave is here. He's telling me the above conversation is the next Dolly Shares. The conversation that Colleen and I were having is what Dave says, you need to put this out. Okay, so then I said, do you mind if I put your comments in the Dolly Shares that I'm taping right now? And I asked Nancy, and Nancy, do I have your permission to put in your explanation of the moon to me? Well, I did it anyway, because she must be out and about or doing stuff with the computer, because she didn't see it yet. So I went ahead and did it, because I strongly feel she wouldn't mind. Hold on just a minute. All righty then. I've asked my doctor about that darn cough. And my family practice and my cardiologist have told me the cough is coming from my heart when I talk so much. It makes my heart start coughing or causing me to cough. I don't understand why, but they say it's okay. It's just try to work through it. Okay, so Colleen said, I've no objection. And that's to me using what she said, reading what she said to y'all. And I said, Dave says there are others, and in quotes I'm going to say out there on earth, end of quotes, who are having similar feelings as mine. He says, and I put in because I type it as I'm listening. So he was talking to me, and I had to go, so I could get what was going on. He's showing me a cookie jar in place of a head on a body. And the cookie jar is being opened with cookies coming out with stars. Exclamation marks and fireworks. are coming out the top with the lid off. I am interpreting that as a person's mind is opening up to good things and beings are around the person and celebrating this event. And I'm telling her, LOL, he says I've done good with that explanation because I asked him. And then explanation / interpretation of what he told me. And Colleen says, my brain is like a cookie jar. Love it. Her brain's like a cookie jar, not mine, hers. Let's see. And then I respond. That's how I get messages a lot of the times. I'm letting her know that that's how I got that message. And I'm saying, LOL. I'm glad, Colleen, that her brain is like a cookie jar and she loves it. And Dave says, your brain is 85% of the time like the opening lid of the cookie jar, Colleen. You don't give yourself enough credit, and it's past time for you to do so. It is a fact that you cannot deny anymore. So he's giving her encouragement to accept the fact, yeah, she is a smart person. And don't deny it anymore, because she is. Colleen says, I don't deny it, just don't know what to do. But I do love the cookies. And so I typed in, ha, ha, ha. Now that I've been able to share this conversation, because that's the end of the conversation, that I'm copying and pasting for y'all. So now that I've been able to share this conversation, I'm starting to feel the roots of my body that come out and join Mother Earth to ground me doing just that without my conscious thought to do so. What I'm trying to say here is I started feeling the roots of my body that I send through from the top of my head down through my body and into Mother Earth. And that's after I ask Mother Earth, will you please accept my roots and what I'm sending through my body, the bad stuff I'm sending through my body, and do good things with it, and please ground me. That's what I say to Mother Earth, to be grounded. Sometimes when I forget to ground myself, I'm all over the place. Really, I'm just, my mind is everywhere and I can't get it to settle. So then I all of a sudden will remember, oops, forgot to talk to Mother Earth and ground myself. So when you all find yourself doing that and realize that you're doing that, ask Mother Earth if she'll ground you and send the bad things that you feel in your body down to Mother Earth and ask her to do good things with it and to replace the bad things with good that she sends up into you. You need to replace. If you're sending something out of your body, you're leaving a void in that place. And something will come in and fill that void. And I always try to ensure that good things will come in and fill the void, so I ask for the good things in the void. Because I don't want bad things inside of me. Okay, Mother Earth, we discussed that. Oh, and myself was starting to come together. As if my body and emotions and my soul had broken into puzzle pieces that had come apart. That's the way that I was seeing it myself. As if pieces were just all over the joint. And I was really having difficulty, first of all, realizing that, and then being in that state I was spread all over the joint. I couldn't get myself together. I didn't understand. back to what I said to Colleen and Nancy. I am seeing and feeling the pieces being arranged and put together, but it's not all together yet.
Sheesh!
There are still pieces that need to be joined together. Dave is telling me those other pieces will be added in when it is the right time. And I don't know when the right time will be. I just have to work with what I have at this time. I was just feeling so bad, y'all. Oh my gosh. So, as of now, though, I'm feeling a lot more settled, and I realize I'm going to be in the process of adjusting to a new place. I was not realizing that. I don't know if this new place is a different dimension that gives me access to where I've been. Is it that my mind, emotions, body, and soul are moving to a place that is more than I've ever been? I have these questions going through my mind. By now, with one of the things I did, Dolly Shares, I always question why on everything. Well, I'm still questioning why. I'm feeling as if a lot of things and beings are sort of being left behind me. And this is amazing me, that I don't feel a need to keep those beings in my thinking anymore. I'm feeling, as I'm realizing this that I just shared with you, that I feel as if beings are being left behind. But in the meantime, while I'm feeling this, I'm also still, I'm somewhat in where I'm coming from. I'm wondering, well, why don't I care? Why don't I care that I'm moving in a different place and not bringing everybody with me? And then I'm being told that if I try to hold on to my thoughts regarding them as those thoughts were before, it will hold me back. They will be okay. Those beings that I feel I'm leaving behind will be okay. And they'll move from that place as they're ready to do so. But you have to be at a place where you realize that something is happening, and you have to analyze it, or try your best to analyze it, or remember my words to you, and that might help you to realize, oh, I'm in a place where I'm moving forward. And you'll stop panicking like I was panicking. It was full-blown panic there. So please relax. If you find yourself doing that, relax. Or if you're in that stage right now, it's okay. You're okay. Just relax. Here we go. At this time, and right now as I'm talking to you, I'm being strongly encouraged to relax, to accept, and let the forward movement become ingrained in my being, and to enjoy the new thoughts and the new knowledge and experiences that are coming my way, to enjoy the beings who are here already, and to not focus so much on the others that I've been with all this time and in the past. It's those who are in my past that I was thinking about, I'm not really concerned as to their well-being anymore. And that's when I was being told, don't hold on to them. Don't go there. They'll come up when they're ready to. They have to be ready. So I am to let go of them. Know they're safe. They'll be there when their time is ready. When they are ready and their time is ready for them to move forward, they'll be coming on along. At this time, I'm being strongly encouraged to relax, to accept and let the forward movement become ingrained in my being, and to enjoy the new thoughts, the new knowledge, and the new experiences that are coming my way, to enjoy the beings who are here where I am being integrated into. I haven't left the earth physically. I'm seeing and feeling and experiencing life in a little different place, but yet I'm still on the earth. And I don't know how to explain it to you. I just feel a difference around me. I physically feel different. I feel stronger all of a sudden, which is a wonderful thing for me. I've been concentrating on feeling better. So I am. I don't know what happened last night. Or was it this morning? I don't know. Last night, this morning, I can't even tell you times anymore. I'm kind of at a complete loss with times right now on when things happened. I'm in a place where I can enjoy all the newness whilst keeping important loved ones near me and helping them to progress, by gently helping them to open up to this place. And I can share with others over the airwaves, encouraging them for when they start to move to this place, or if they've already started, to encourage them to know, hey, you're not losing your mind. You haven't really lost yourself. I think yourself is just growing into a different place, a different, you haven't left Earth, you're still here on Earth, but you're mentally, emotionally, and I'm thinking at this point, physically, in a different place than you were before. You're crossing to this different place where you can relax, where things are different, and you're going to be learning. I have so much to learn, and I'm going to be having so much to share now. How freaking exciting is this? I sure do feel a lot different than I did last night when I went out looking for the moon, and it was in the west where it should have been, instead of the east where I have been seeing it. Which makes me wonder, I can't go there with my thoughts. I will drive myself nuts. It's kind of when I think about time and how time doesn't exist. I go completely bonkers with that one. That all time is happening at the same time. And then somebody throws in different dimensions to me. Well, okay, so that throws me on a loop too. And I'm like, now, how can this be? How, what, where, why? And right now, at this moment in time, having shared this all this stuff with you that I used to would think was craziness. But now, I don't think it's crazy anymore. I have come to a place where I truly believe this has happened to me, and it's happened to others, and it is happening to others, and it will happen to others. And I'm at comfort with this. And I cannot believe how much better my physical body feels. Wow. I have strength. I haven't had strength in a long time. I'm having strength right now, y'all. I can even breathe without pain at this moment in time. And I'm going to... It's going to keep happening because I say it is. I'm so excited right now. And Nancy just sent me a message. Hold on. Okay, Nancy, well, this is perfect timing. Nancy says, there are three dominant timelines. One is the Matrix. Second, this blissful ascension time. Between them is a third time. And that is the one I am focused on energizing. It is where the Matrix comes down and a new way of reality emerges based upon, hold on, I gotta see, wait a minute, based upon the golden rule and dominated by love. You are correct all of the time. You are correct all of the time. Are existing in a very small space, just minor frequency differences. It is the time of manifesting what will be. Choices have to be made. Basically, all up to humanity, which timeline dominates. Wow, that was a perfect time for her to share that. Oh my gosh, and I'm going to tell her, I just shared what you said above on my recording. Perfect timing for what I'm saying now. Cool. Okay. So, I don't know if I'm in the in-between time or the what time. See, I have trouble distinguishing this stuff, even though Nancy tries to spell it out for me. I can't figure it out. All I know is I'm feeling pretty darn good right now, y'all. And I hope we all end up in a pretty darn good feeling place. And I feel like I am a vessel that has just opened. It's empty, and it's wanting to be filled with all this new stuff I'm going to be learning. Maybe I've started another book. Maybe that's a way to put it. And I'm on the first chapter of this new book. And I've already given you the introduction to it on what brought me to this place. I gotta tell y'all, I have felt so disconnected and confused lately that I thought maybe I had lost myself completely. Really, completely. I've been wondering where I went. Would I ever feel my being again? And if so, would I be whole? This hasn't been an easy journey for me, y'all. At least I'm finding out why, I'm feeling why, that I've been so disconnected. And I can relax and take in the new experiences of the newness now. And I can share it with y'all in my Dolly shares as it comes along to me. And as Dave encourages me, you share this. The folks need to hear about this. Well, he definitely told me that I needed to share this that I've shared with you so far, with you all. I'm listening. That's what the pause is. I'm listening. He's very grateful. He and I have this place to be able to be together, and so he can share with me, and I can pass along what he's sharing with all of us. And he's chuckling. He says, "Tell them all I am real." Well, and then I thought back. No, these thoughts happened really fast, faster than I can say the words. So he's telling me that, and I'm thinking back, yeah, well, I can tell them that you're real. But then after all these things I've said to them, they might be in a place where they're thinking I really am a crazy nutcase and need to be locked up. He says, no, you aren't. And if they believe that, that's their problem to deal with. He says, there are too many beings on the other side who have been working with me along these areas. They have been helping me. Even though I thought I was alone, I wasn't. I have been surrounded by the spiritual beings and the angels and the guides, and they have been around me all the time when I thought I was alone. And I'm so grateful. Thank you, y'all. Thank you. Thank you, angels. Thank you, spirits. Thank you, guides. Thank you so much, Dave, for loving me and hanging in with me. He says, well, you're one of the people that can get my words out. Of course I wouldn't leave you. And then he's laughing. He's laughing his Dave belly laugh. I wish you could hear it. And he's putting his arms around me and telling me he loves me. And I'm so grateful. And I'm not sitting here crying about it, like I would have been. The thought came in my being, oh, you should be happy tears. Well, I'm not tears. I'm just happy. I'm really, really happy. And he's telling me that I could not be in this place if I had not experienced life thus far, from being in my mother's womb to this place where I am now. If I hadn't had all those experiences in there, I wouldn't be here where I am. Because throughout all that time, I have learned many, many lessons. I have completed some of the missions I set out to complete. I'm not done. He says, I'm not done with the main mission. And he won't tell me what that is. And that, he says it's going to be such a rejoicing when I have completed the mission. And I go on to celebrate with everyone who's been in the spirit world helping me. It's going to be a joyous time. Many will be there. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dave, for sharing that with me. And he wants you all to know, same story for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. It's the same story that I'm living. It's just that you have different things you want to accomplish. You have different people to interact with. You have different experiences to experience. And your mission is different. But we all are helping each other. If one person, no, he's saying when one person decides to not do what everybody had agreed upon, it changes the mixture. And that's why sometimes I feel an emptiness, and then I hear that someone has passed away, crossed over, left Earth and moved on. That's because a lot of times I feel, oh, somebody just left that we need. Or other times I feel, oh, somebody just left and it was time. I don't know if y'all feel those feels, but I do. You're all very necessary. Please don't ever think you aren't needed. You're needed. You may not feel love or loved, but you are. I don't have words to convince you of it. I can't open yourself up. I can't open you up and put all these love feelings in you. You have to come to this feeling on your own, and not even on your own. I said the wrong word there. You have to figure out to open up to your guides. The beings who are with you, who are helping you. You have to open up to them. Please do. Unless you just have an aversion to happiness. Some people say, oh, I don't want to be happy. Well, why not? It's my question. But hey, that's their choice. I'm learning too. I started before I went all wonko and came to this place. When I look at people and I think, why did they do that? Why are they saying that? Why are they sharing that's what they're thinking? Where is that coming from? Well, I have to step back and say that's because that's what they're choosing. Who am I to try to tell them how they should conquer their time here on Earth? That's up to each individual. And how you do it, with spiritual help or not, that's up to you too. And don't forget, all you have to do is ask. And if you don't know what to ask for, just say, well, I say angels. You can ask whoever your guides are or your help is. I say angels. I know I'm feeling funny right now. I'm thinking a strange thought, and I don't understand it, and I don't know what to do with it. And will you please help me? Help me with my unknown that I need help with. And they'll help. They help me. They'll help you. We all came from the same place. Originally. Okay, now, I gotta confess to you all. When you heard me cough really hard or make that noise really hard a little while ago, I got a coughing attack, and the first tape I did stopped taping entirely. And so I asked Colleen, and I said, please, can you splice two tapes together so it can end up as being one? And she said, yes, she can. So for the last, well, the first 30 minutes is the first part of the tape that I taped. And then the last half of the show is what Colleen is splicing into the first half. See how freaking talented Colleen is? Oh my gosh. Just makes me want to sit here and giggle. How freaking smart she and Nancy are. I mean, the both of them, they run circles around me. I know so little when it comes to science and history and math. Oh, I have a heck of a time with math. And but I loved math. And believe it or not, most of my jobs were centered around math. Thank God I had the computer to do the math equations for me. I knew how to put them together. I made straight A's with algebra because it's a puzzle. You have to figure out the formula. And so I was able to figure out formulas and put them together to try to get the answer that I wanted so I could handle that part. But math can be a real trial to me. But that's okay. I get help with it. So, I got off on math. I don't know how that happened, and it's okay. I'm in a place where it's okay. Oh my gosh. I can still talk, and I've been going at this for almost an hour now. And I still have air that I can talk with, and I feel comfortable. My chest isn't hurting. I'm gonna enjoy these moments to the fullest, y'all. And I hope everybody out there can find a comfortable place like where I am. And I just want to share it with everybody. And then Dave says, Dolly, you gotta back down. They have to get there at their own pace. And he's telling me, there's so many that have already reached where I am, and they've gone even beyond, and they've been wanting me to get there, to get here. And they're happy that I've gotten as far as I've gotten, but I've got a long way to go. I'm just happy I've reached a happy place. I mean, really. I didn't realize happiness could be even happier than what I thought I was happy. If that makes any sense. It's just crazy. I just want to sit and laugh. That's all I want to do. Just sit and laugh and know that there's so many around me in the spirit world and earthlings and other beings who have come to live here who weren't born on earth. And we can all figure it out. We can. And I'm just glad I've arrived at the place I have, at the train station I've arrived at. And I know there's more up the line, but right now I'm going to get off at this train station, learn some more stuff, and have some more experiences, and enjoy every second that I have where I feel strong and where I feel connected and where I can be more at peace than I ever have been before, because I thought I was completely at peace before. And now there's even more peace? I don't know. How can there be more? But there is. Well, I guess it's kind of like when I did my NDE and I was over, well, the three of them, and I was over in the other place and I felt what they call the agape love. It's the most love that I have ever felt. Yet I know I have felt it before coming here to Earth. I know I felt it. I lived it. I was it. And I know we're all going to end up being like that. So, oh my gosh, y'all. That's all I can share with you for now. I just need to sit back and relax a bit. Oh, and I did want to clarify for those of you who don't know my kids. I want to clarify that Annette is my firstborn. She's the one who, she and I bought this house in Palm Bay, Florida, together. So we split the costs. It's just that I'm retired and she's working a wonderful paying job and a job she's liking now. And so, because of the splitting of everything, we get to enjoy having a house cleaner come in and having a painter come in and paint the living room and the dining room, and they already painted the bedroom for me, which I love. So, that's who Annette is. She's my oldest daughter. Russell is my second child. And he lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And he just went through a hard time. He was purchasing a house. And there was one thing with his credit that popped up. And they thought was all settled, but turns out it wasn't. They have to go through more paperwork. And so he couldn't get that first house that he put in for, but he's agreed. He's learned a very valuable lesson. So now he's moved into a wonderful, beautiful apartment of his own, and he is so happy. Sherry is married to a wonderful man who retired from the Air Force after 23 years. They're building their first forever house in Orlando, really close to Disney. And Sherry she's always been in love with Disney. So she's ecstatic. They're ecstatic. Right now they're living at Patrick Air Force Base in the retirement place section. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. The girls and I are together. My grandsons, I get to see my grandsons, except for Dalton, Annette's son who lives in Venice. So that's the story of my family. And I believe I have come to a 60-minute time, so I'm going to leave you all for this time, this hour. I hope you get something good out of this. I know Dave is all excited about it, and so are the spirits and angels around me. They want me to pass along their love. They want you to know you are very loved. Very, very loved. Don't forget it, and please call on them. Anytime. They're 24/7. Okay. Bye-bye, y'all.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.